This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I so appreciative to him and Catherine for featuring me once again. I do encourage you to shop at the Power Mall store. They have a lot of wonderful products at great prices. Our number six story on our countdown for the top 10 stories of 2018, Alex Jones sued by fake Sandy Hook parents. Now, if you didn't know the background, you might think this is all legitimate on the up and up. Alex Jones being sued. Actually, Alex has been all over the place on this particular issue, sometimes affirming it was a complete hoax, nobody died, other times saying he actually believes kids were killed there. The fact is, we've been able to prove in a book I published in 2015 with 13 contributors, including six current or retired PhD professors, the school had been closed by 2008. There were no students there. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. We have, for example, photographs of the school showing that it wasn't wheelchair accessible. But by the Americans for Disability Act requirements in place in 14 December 2012, it had to be wheelchair accessible or it couldn't be legally operating. Well, it couldn't have been legally operating. They didn't have in the parking lot the kind of blue and white familiar parking and signage for handicapped parking. In fact, it was a 28-degree ground temperature day, but there's no heat or steam rising from the buildings. The boilers were so decrepit from non-use since 2008, they couldn't even fire them up. In fact, if you look at the photograph, and remember, all this evidence is in the video of interest. I presented all there where you can see it for yourself. The rows of cars in the middle are all parked facing the vehicle, but that contradicts the driving instructions. You come in off Dickinson Drive, turn right, curl around, and park facing away. But it was so much simpler just to bring them in a single line and put them in two by two by two. Who would notice? After all, they were just going to be props. We've also discovered that the famous photograph that appears to be a policewoman escorting a string of kids away from the school was staged. The woman who took it, Shannon Hicks, was made photographer of the year for taking a staged photograph. It's all very embarrassing. She's acknowledged having taken an earlier photograph where you can see there are all kinds of parents there with their arms crossed, hands in their pockets. No, totally nonchalant while the policewoman rearranges the kids to get a better shot. She replaces a little girl in a pink sweater and a short skirt with a taller little boy in a dark sweater. If you look in between boy number one and boy number two, when you look at the image, you'll see several parents in the background casually looking on, causing me to refer to this image. Grown up, and indeed we've been able to prove that they faked the kids using photographs of older kids when they were younger. You can see it in the video I present. You can see Noah Posner turn into Michael Fabner. You can see Michael Fabner, who's now graduated from the University of Connecticut at Storrs, with his website saying, "Hi, I'm Michael Fabner." You can see another photograph of Michael Fabner all grown up. Mona Alexis Presley and Dan Cromer have done further research suggesting that, surprise, surprise, not only is Noah Posner a fake name for a fictional entity where the photographs were made out of his supposed older stepbrother, Michael Fabner, but the reason we have all these photographs of the guy who calls himself Lenny Posner with Noah Posner, it turns out to be Michael Fabner, is that Lenny Posner actually is using a pseudonym. His real name appears to be Reuben Fabner, the real father of Michael Fabner, where he's presenting this as though it were Lenny Posner and Noah. You also see a couple of photographs, by the way, that Wolfgang Halbig, who's been absolutely dogged about this, has turned up, where in one you see eight of the Sandy Hook girls all alive and perfectly well, and he's juxtaposed them with their photographs when they were supposed to be dead to first graders. Well, they're very much alive and well, thank you. You think the whole world would be applauding to know that these 20 children and six adults didn't die. Instead, we have the absurdity that Lenny Posner has been attacking those of us who are exposing the truth, probably because sympathetic but gullible Americans contributed between $27 and $130 million in donations, divided by the 26 fake families. That's over $1 million apiece for pretending to have a child who died at Sandy Hook. Mona also, in an image you'll see in the video, shows how easy it was to fake the headstone, where she creates, in addition to the Posner headstone, a Presley headstone, a Fetzer headstone, and with a Star of David, and I'm not even Jewish. We have a whole video about it, Sandy Hook Update, Tracy loses, Wolfgang wins, the deep state strikes back on BitChute. You can track that down, too. And for the latest research on Sandy Hook, it turns out that I collaborated with Robert David Steele in putting together a set of memoranda, 31 memoranda, 5 appendices, a whole bunch right at his website on Robert David Steele. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Now Lenny is coming after me. Having been so prominent, many of us had wondered why he was going after others when I had so much evidence compiled in the book. So now Lenny is suing me. He's filed a defamation lawsuit against Jim Fetzer, Mike Palachuk, the series editor with whom I founded Moonrock Books and Moonrock Books Publishing itself, for the sole purpose of silencing dissenting views. They went after Alex Jones first. Now they're coming after us. If you can, help to fund our legal defense, to defend our right to say and write what we want, your right to hear and read it, check it out at moonrockbooks.com. You can check on the donate button, and I want you to know, 100%, every single dollar contributed to the defense fund will go to the Moonrock Books legal defense fund. And if you want to see what it's all about, we've even included a PDF of the Posner complaint, where in the book I had established that this death certificate that Lenny had given to Kelly Watt was a fabrication. Lenny's claiming that's insulting and that I have defamed him by describing that death certificate as a fabrication. Well, you check it out. You can even download the book itself for free as a PDF, because once it was banned by Amazon, I let it go to the public. Check it out. Go to chapter 11. You'll see what the fuss is all about. There's no doubt about who's in the right and who's on the wrong, but this is how the deep state seeks to suppress its malevolent events, its mischief here, using the Mockingbird media to promote it. It's paralleled by the Charlottesville Patsy. This is story number 5, being convicted when he wasn't even driving the car. I spent a huge amount in investigating Charlottesville. Turns out the driver wasn't the 20-year-old diagnosed schizophrenic who wears dark prescription glasses, but a very athletic 32-year-old military veteran who commands a battalion of reservists in Ohio. I wrote to Paul Dugan, who authored a piece for the Washington Post explaining what he had wrong, and he told me he'd put it in his junk file. That's the dedication reporters in this day and age have to getting at the truth of these matters. He shows a video of a Dodge Challenger, and there were two different cars, one with a black stripe, one without, two different drivers, as I've already explained, as many as 3 different takes. So he shows one image of a Challenger approaching the crowd, and there's a black Toyota to the right. But I put up 2 other images. There are no other vehicles than that Dodge Challenger and the black Toyota. But I put up another take where there's not even a black Toyota, but just a Dodge Challenger by itself. In a third take where the Challenger crashes into the back of 2 vans, which turn out to have been parked there for about 5 minutes before, with no occupants because they didn't want anyone to get a neck injury or whiplash from the collision. The photograph the New York Times put on its cover is actually Photoshopped. You've got the black Toyota beside, but you got a stuntman in the air. In fact, we even have photographs of the stuntman casually sitting on the black Toyota until he's called for, needed. Well, get this. In addition, we have we have thousands of pages about, just as we have thousands of pages about Adam Lanza, the fictional Sandy Hook mass shooter, where the public has been played by the public has been played here in Charlottesville by the claim that a Virginia State Police chopper crashed, killing two state troopers. But we have video and footage showing them walking away for the crash site. We live in a world where the media could care less about the facts of the matter, even when a man's life is at stake. He didn't do it, but Paul Dugan and the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, could care less. In addition, there was a feel-good article in the New York Times that was praising this Photoshop image, this crisis actor, and the woman who's supposed to be the mother of Heather Heyer. But guess what? We've seen this woman before. Heather's mother, Susan Breaux, told the jury during the trial, after her daughter's death, she had trouble finding a recent photo of her and Heyer. She said she realized the two seldom posed for pictures together, thinking they did not need mementos because we just took it for granted that we'd be around for each other for years to come. I mean, what a great way of making up. They didn't even know each other. Heather Heyer didn't die during the purported crash, but as Mona Alexis Presley has ascertained the following day from a heart attack. Her mother, Susan Breaux, has made the big time with appearances all over television as though she were some kind of modern hero when she's actually a crisis actor. Turns out the mother of alleged victim Heather Heyer, we've seen her before. She played the role of Donna Soto, the mother of a teacher who died at Sandy Hook. They let the images overlap, and you can see in its exact match. So the Susan Breaux, the mother of Heather Heyer, and Donna Soto, the mother of Victoria Soto from Sandy Hook, are one and the same. This is outrageous, completely outrageous. If you want to go further, I've just published a book about it, Political Theater in Charlottesville, Faux Terrorism 3X, produced by leftist zealots, where we explain how the mayor of the city, Paul Signer, ordered the Charlottesville police to stand down so that the governor, Terry McAuliffe, a buddy of Hillary Clinton and the DNC, could use the National Guard and the state police to direct the peaceful protesters into a violent confrontation with Antifa and Black Lives Matter members who had been bussed in by George Soros, who also appears to be supporting financing the caravan crisis. I mean, so much of what we're getting from the Mockingbird media is all contrived phony events, one after another after another. It's outrageous. You need to be aware. You need to learn from the events of 2018 because you can expect more of the same in the future. So I strongly encourage you go to that article of interest on my blog. Go to the video of interest. If you go to the article of interest, it also links to the video of interest so you can see all of this evidence for yourself. You can see, for example, Noah Posner morph.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Professor sitting in for Daniel. I'm so appreciative to him and Catherine for featuring me once again. In case you may have missed the memo, we're talking about the Russia hoax having come apart at the seams, our number four story in our top countdown to the top ten. We knew already in early 2017 when an insider book revealed that Hillary Clinton made up the Russia story to cover her lazy and pathetic election loss. Robbie Mook and John Podesta made it up within 48 hours of Hillary's concession speech. Two investigative reporters published it then, but you didn't hear a peep about it from the mainstream media because they're covering it up. Julian Assange, of course, is willing to testify about the sources. As I explained to you, it actually came from Seth Rich, who was an IT guy working for the DNC. Bill Binney, who is among our leading experts on crypto security, cyber security, was a featured guest on my own show to confirm reports I'd already read, where he and Ray McGovern and others for the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity had confirmed that the downloading wasn't from hacking by Russia, but was done in the Eastern time zone at a rate too rapid. It was Seth Rich downloaded it with assistance from Kim.com, who's himself publicly stated. But you haven't heard about it. You haven't heard about it. Why? Because it would have interfered with the constant meme of Russian hacking, Russian collusion, which was in fact non-existent, that we've been hearing for 2.5 years. I mean, it's insane what's going on here. We actually know that Seth Rich was shot, and it appears that John Podesta issued the order. The reports I have say he wanted to set an example of someone suspected to be leaking. He didn't even care if the evidence wasn't completely conclusive. He was shot on the street and taken to Washington Hospital Center. They worked on him, and he was fine. It looked like he was going to survive okay. They sent him to the ICU. And then they were swarmed by law enforcement officers who wouldn't allow anyone to attend to him. No one here, this is now coming from a fourth-year surgery resident, his words. No one here was allowed to see Seth except for my attending when he died. No code was called. I rounded on patients literally next door but was physically blocked from checking in on him. I've never seen anything like it before. And while I can't say 100% that he was allowed to die, I don't understand why he was treated like that. Take it how you may. I'm just one low-level doc. Something fishy here, though, that's for sure. Well, I have no doubt whatsoever that, in fact, he was allowed to die. He was encouraged to die. He was made to die. This is outrageous. And guess who? A frantic Podesta is calling Seth Rich investigators despicable, says he can't sleep since Hillary lost. Well, he's calling them despicable and can't sleep because they are closing in on him, I have no doubt. We have a whole show I did on the new JFK show, number 218, Operation Mockingbird, which is going to be linked at the top of all of my JFK shows at the top of my website at jamesfetzer.org. Well, you have two sets of videos, plus False Flag News, which is going to give you links to all the stories, the latest stories about False Flag at jamesvetzer.org. We know we're confronted with the illusion of choice, but that 90% of all we get from the mainstream media is controlled by six companies. They get their news in turn for the AP and Reuters. Reuters owns the AP, and guess who owns Reuters? The Rothschilds. Here you'll also see a panel of 100 executives from the New York Times, all 100 of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. You'll see a panel of 100 executives from NBC, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. You'll see a panel of 100 executives from CNN, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. And we now know, right from the horse's mouth, that Hillary Clinton paid Christopher Steele to frame Trump. He actually testified, stunned a judge in a U.K. courtroom. I worked for Hillary to frame Trump, Christopher Steele admitting. He wrote this disgusting, ludicrous dossier on Hillary Clinton's payroll. So anyone who has any lingering doubts about it, here's further reinforcement. The CEO for Google testified to Congress that the total amount Russia spent to affect the election was on the order of $4,750. That's less money these companies spend on a brunch for their employees. And finally, if you want to wrap up the Russia hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton, and frame Donald Trump by Greg Jarrett, a completely brilliant book available. It's had 1,498 customer reviews, and it has a 5-star average. I'm telling you, this blows the whole case out of the water. You'll understand how the American people have been played again and again. And it's all coming from one side. It's coming from the Democrats over and over and over again. Whether it's the Russia hoax or the Sandy Hook, that was an Obama scheme to promote gun control. He signed 23 executive orders to limit our access to weapons on just a month and 2 days after the Sandy Hook event on 16 January. The caravan, another Democratic. The Parkland shooting, another Democratic event. We are in play.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown enters day seven with no realistic end in sight. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows tells Fox News the Republicans, in his opinion, they're all about compromise.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several very reasonable offers. And the American people want us to compromise. They 5.7, in my mind, was a compromise. It was a down payment on the wall, not fully funding the wall.
The hunt for a suspected cop killer is over in California. Sheriff Adam Christensen announced Gustavo Arriaga was taken into custody.
This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jim Fetzer, your guest hosting for Daniel today, with appreciation to Catherine for bringing me back to the Power Hour, which I love. We're doing a countdown on the top 10 stories of 2018, and we're counting down to number 3, Trump bans bump stocks. It's embarrassing to me how Trump has allowed himself to be played in this instance, where they moved to ban bump stocks, which are supposed to allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like automatic firearms. Well, the difference is categorical, meaning with an automatic weapon, you just press the trigger once and it empties the whole magazine to keep firing continuously. With semi-automatic, you have to pull the trigger each time and it only fires one bullet at a time. So it's going to be banned under federal law that prohibits machine guns, but it's not a machine gun. Gun owners of America filed a suit against it. But the fact of the matter is, this is another based upon Las Vegas, which turned out to be another complete scam. In fact, Dan Cromer, who's an IT guy, noticed, he was the first to notice that the soundtrack that was being played over the audio system, the AP system, was of too high quality to have been what actually happened there. It was pre-recorded. They had it complemented with special visual effects of a lights flashing to simulate a machine gun on the fourth floor in the middle of the Mandalay Bay. Higher up, you had three light flashes to simulate modern military weapons which fired three light salvos. At one point, IntelliHub thought they'd found a massacre within a massacre because there were 17 ambulances pulled up in front of Hooters in Las Vegas. But there's footage from inside Hooters showing a whole lot of bored crisis actors, each with their own sheet, waiting their turn to be taken out on a stretcher as another victim of the mass shooting. We've looked at 33 videos, and you hear lots of sounds of shots, but no one being shot. A new video has emerged of a Vegas crisis director caught directing the scene. In other words, she got in front of the camera. She wasn't supposed to. She had the couple redo the scene. Embarrassingly bad, she got mailed. Mona Alexis Presley has done a brilliant job on the obituaries, which appeared in publications like USA Today. She tracked them down and found when they weren't merely Photoshop variations on themselves, in other words, the same person being depicted more than once, that they were based on persons who died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. In other words, the whole thing was completely contrived, completely manufactured. She even obtained the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police crime map. From 8 p.m. the night of the alleged shooting to 8 p.m. the following day, and there are about a dozen instances, but none of them have anything to do with shooting. I'll read off the complete exhaustive list. Robbery, other disturbance, recovered motor vehicle, other disturbance, malicious destruction, burglary, stolen motor vehicle, burglary, assault and battery, other disturbance, assault and battery, other disturbance, not a single shooting in the crowd. In fact, I have a Facebook friend who reached out to the three closest hospitals to the area where the concert was held to ask if they'd had any gunshot at Mideast. All three affirmed they'd had no gunshot at Mideast. One cheerfully added, I think that you are talking about that drill the other day. Check with the police. No one was hurt. Well, now we're getting reports from the Center for Disease Control that the U.S. gun deaths has reached the highest level in nearly 40 years. I want you to understand this is completely fake. This is fake news. This is not true. We got the CDC lying about vaccines and autism for 14 years, denying the direct association there. In fact, the estimates have it, if we keep using vaccines at the rate we're using them now, by 2050, half of our kids are going to be autistic. Here's accurate information. Four times the number of children were killed in schools in the 1990s than today. That comes from a report by the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs titled School Safety by the Numbers, that school crime rates have actually decreased, not increased over time. There's much more. And remember, all of this is available in the video. Here we have, for Blacklisted News, showing that there's been a steady decrease in gun death from the 1990s to today. Here's another. Gun violence has declined since the 1990s. Death by firearm per 100,000 people of all ages, 7.0 in 1993 to 3.4 in 2014. That's a drop of more than 50%. Turns out injuries from guns are even more dramatically falling, 75% from 725.3 in 1993 to 174 in 2014. Here's another report, Crime Prevention Research Center. Looking at all countries in which a small arm survey measures gun ownership, using the small arm survey, the data, the way it measures, more guns equals fewer homicides. Yes, you got it right. More guns equals fewer homicides. Just the opposite of what we're being told by the Democrats who want to take our guns. They would have you believe more guns means more homicide, but the opposite is the case. I give you the data. Here's a chart worldwide. The countries that have the highest gun ownership, such as the United States and Canada, have the lowest homicide rates. Countries like Brazil and Africa with low gun ownership have high homicide rates. It's outrageous. In fact, it's so bad in Rio de Janeiro that they're now putting out license to kill cops to take people out. Don't worry about due process. You don't have to convict them in a court. They're just going to kill them on the spot. Nothing like having a country where there's no constitution to require that you have to be subjected to a legal process before they secure your weapons. The gun ban threatens security at three different levels. Personal and family security, the cops can take as long as 20 minutes to show up. So if you're waiting for them to come with their guns because you don't have them, in the meanwhile, your daughter may have been raped, your wife murdered, you may have been mugged. Community and social security, riots and gang looties and pillages. There's a community, Deerfield, right outside of Chicago that is banning, you know, fining their residents $1,000 a day for weapons. Well, what if there are riots in Chicago that spill over? The community won't be able to defend itself. A better example was Northfield with Minnesota, where the community turned out when Jesse James came to rob the bank, and they shot him up. National security, Emperor Hirohito decided not to invade the USA after his highest-ranking military advisor told him there'd be a sniper behind every bush. China today has the world's largest standing army of 2,500,000. But we have the world's largest unofficial army of over 100 million armed Americans. Why would we forfeit that great advantage? It turns out that only there are over 5 million AR-15s in the U.S. Only 5 have been used in mass shootings. Actually, they were fake. They were supposed to have been used at Sandy Hook, supposed to have been used at Parkland, supposed to have been used at Orlando, supposed to have been used in Las Vegas, all fake, all staged. In fact, in Orlando, the permit had expired three years before the alleged shooting. In fact, they only had 11 parking spaces. If over 300 were crammed in when it had only 150 illegal occupancy, there would have been abandoned vehicles all over the place. They weren't there, all fake. Here's a dilemma for gun control. If the gunman got his gun legally through background checks and gun control did not work, if the gunman got his gun illegally and avoided background checks, gun control did not work, it's just as Kanye West said at the White House, legal guns aren't the problem, it's illegal guns. Why disarm legal residents? It turns out in communities where they have concealed carry, the gun rate drops dramatically. If you want to improve the situation in Chicago, get rid of the gun bans, promote concealed carry, it will disappear. Story number two, U.S. Attorney for Southern District of New York initiates a 9/11 grand jury, devoutly to be wished. I have a whole article about it. I give you a summary review how we know we've been played on 9/11. You'll see Jamie McIntyre reporting from the Pentagon. There's no sign of a plane having hit anywhere near the Pentagon. Also reporting that the section of the wall, the building that collapsed, only occurred 45 minutes later. You'll see a photograph of the clear green Pentagon lawn with a two lime green civilian fire truck extinguishing the very modest fires. You'll see a photograph from the hit site where you can see a chain link fence, two automobiles, big spiel of cable, but no massive pile of aluminum debris from a 100-ton airliner. No bodies, no seats, no luggage, no wings, no tail. Not even the engines were recovered. Donald Trump was the first personality in the world to contest the official version of the attacks of 9/11 on television that very day. After having noted the engineers who built the Twin Towers were now working for him, he declared on New York's Channel 9, it was impossible that Boeing's could have burst through the steel structures of the tower. He continued by stating it was also impossible that Boeing's could have caused the towers to collapse. He concluded by affirming there had to be other factors of which we were yet unaware. He used the word bombs. He's 100% correct. We know today that this was a massive op on the American people involving collusion between the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, most of whom were dual U.S.-Israeli citizens and the Mossad, to draw the United States into endless wars in the Middle East, to yank out the modern Arab countries that poses a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. Wesley Clark explained on October 3rd, 2007 at the Commonwealth Club that was the agenda, which he learned when he returned to the Pentagon from serving as Supreme Commander, Allied Forces. Stunning stuff. More after this break, our final story of the top 10 for 2018.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Jim Fetzer, your guest host for today, sitting in for Daniel. I'm so appreciative of having the opportunity to be here with you again. We've been doing a top 10 stories of 2018. We have to learn from our past or we will be destined to relive it. We have a number one story for 2018. Trump pulls out of Syria, Afghanistan close behind. Trump plans to pull all U.S. forces out of Syria, explaining that we were there to destroy ISIS. ISIS has been destroyed. We need to get out and come back home. This is 100% right. What he didn't add is that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama and John Brennan created ISIS in 2012 over the opposition of the then head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Michael Flynn. In fact, subsequently, because of his opposition, John Brennan would recommend to Barack Obama that he fired Flynn, which Barack Obama dutifully did. Syria, Russia, and Iran have applauded the U.S. troop withdrawal. Mind you, Russia and Iran are in Syria at the request of the elected, democratically elected president of Syria. I'll bet that's something most of you don't know because the mainstream media won't tell you. Syria is a democracy. 80% of the Syrian people support Bashar al-Assad. He is the democratically elected president of Syria. So what are we doing trying to undermine Syria in the name of democracy? We can't bring democracy by destroying a democracy already in place. So this is completely outrageous. It looks very much as though he's about to pull us out of Afghanistan, too, which would be a welcome development. Many a U.S. officer has been upset that he returned after having spent his time in Afghanistan protecting the poppy crop. The CIA got addicted on drugs in Southeast Asia with cocaine and now has been protecting the poppy crop in Afghanistan, while meanwhile we've been exploiting the mineral resources of Afghanistan, including a massive lithium deposit rivaling only a comparable deposit in Bolivia, where lithium is used in triggers of atomic weapons and components in computers and for electric car batteries. Astonishingly, a Trump Syria pullout has fueled a backlash across Washington, D.C. All kinds of hawks are coming out and opposing it. Hillary Clinton said the move would strengthen Russia. Jake Trapper quoted an unnamed Pentagon official, causing the end of the war, Russian victory. Yet Russia has also been public in drawing down. Lindsey Graham compared this to the 2011 withdrawal from Iraq. You even had such absurdities as the claim being made that the troops in Syria were upset that they were being brought home for Christmas. I'm telling you, how bad is that? Robert David Steele, whom I've mentioned, and who in addition to doing the Sandy Hook memorandum series for President of the United States, did a 9/11 memorandum series for the president in which I collaborated. In fact, we did the 9/11 memorandum series first and then followed up with the Sandy Hook, has made observations about the Mattis resignation as both necessary and timely. Remember, this is being used as though he were somehow, you know, resigning. They aren't in sync because Trump is ahead of the curve. Mattis is behind it. Basically, he's a Cold War warrior. Here's what Robert David Steele observed. The Secretary of Defense simply does not get that the Koreas will be unified, denuclearized, and demilitarized, that most, if not all, U.S. bases overseas will be closed, starting in Germany and then Italy and Japan, and that it was the Zionists, not Iran, who did the Marine Beirut bombing in Lebanon. As with so many in Washington, Mattis has reached the limits of his capabilities, not ready for the brave new world that's going to include extraterrestrial disclosure and the termination of mind control, geoengineering, and deep underground military bases that he's probably not even been properly briefed on. Trump is ahead of the curve. Let me mention a couple more. The Secretary of Defense, this is still Robert David Steele, does not get that President Trump must achieve an end to elective wars and predatory unilateral militarism abroad, as well as CIA smuggling of guns, drugs, gold, cash, and small children. If he's to get a grip on the U.S. government that supports multiple elite crime families, including the Bush and Clinton crime syndicates in particular, of equal value to all of us and to President Trump is a bipartisan dismay over this resignation. That tells us all we need to know about the plain fact that most Republican members of Congress are just as worthless as most Democratic members. Wholesale turnover is needed in 2020. With the exception of himself, Robert David Steele, and a few others, none of us being listened to, no one in Washington has conceptualized a grand strategy for global engagement involving diplomacy, development, defense, and commerce, or D3C, nor specified the steps that need to be taken to both cut the Department of Defense budget in half, have already documented as waste, while also creating a competent combined armed forces for that can win wars. We need to get a handle on this. I think he's giving all excellent advice. He'd even be a person I would nominate to replace Mattis. What's been going on behind the scenes that most Americans are unaware of? Two competing pipeline projects, one from Iran through Iraq and Syria, backed by the Russians, another through Qatar, Turkey, and Syria, backed by the United States. That means the Iran-Iraq-Syria pipeline will go forth, although if you're reading the news carefully, you'll find that Israel has just discovered a vast deposit of natural gas and wants to, is signing with Cyprus and Greece for a pipeline it will use to compete. Get this. This is fascinating. A perceptive and larger point about Trump. The process complaints about the Syria withdrawal are hollow. Had Trump followed a normal bureaucratic process, is there any doubt withdrawal would have been stymied and likely blocked? Virtually everyone in the national security apparatus is against it. The process itself is the problem. The political class has managed to set things up so it's impossible to both play by the rules and make fundamental change to the post-World War II institutional setup. For a while, that protected the whole feedlot, but eventually all that means is that changes will be made by people who don't play by the rules. I give you Donald Trump. He's exposing the mainstream media as the fake media, the mockingbird media. He's ending two wars. He's improved relations between North and South Korea. The economy is stronger. Unemployment is down, especially between blacks and Latino communities. It's down. He ought to have won a significant reaffirmation during the midterm elections, but they were massively stacked in terms of Hillary. There was an elaborate scheme to guarantee that the Democrats would retake the House. Now you're going to have endless frivolous charges of impeachment and collusion between Russia that will go on and on and on endlessly from the Democrats. Even Nancy Pelosi has a wall around her house. Chuck Schumer supported the wall in the past. This is simply absurd. We are allowing ourselves to be played. Don't let it happen. Getting out of Syria is a very good thing. We need to get rid of all of our entanglements from 9/11 brought to us by the CIA, the neocons, and the DOD, and the Mossad. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I wish you the very best for the coming new year, 2019.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.